You won't typically find cracked tomatoes, curved cucumbers, or two-legged carrots at the grocery store. Imperfect produce is a tough sell for consumers, so it is often abandoned in farm fields. To demonstrate how much food this wastes, an event in Portland today called Feeding the 5,000 served up a free community meal made from these fresh but forgotten vegetables. Patty White was there. She has this report.
The ingredients of this meal have their beginnings in places like Jordan's Farm in Cape Elizabeth. One of the owners, Penny Jordan, snaps off a side leaf from a Brussels sprout plant, takes a bite, and invites a group of visitors to do the same.
I ate this stuff.
Oh my God.
Aren't they yummy?
They're delicious.
Standing in a field full of these leaves, Jordan laments that they'll all go to waste because consumers will only purchase what they're taught is edible and will also only choose the most pristine produce for their shopping baskets.
It just frustrates me that they want the perfect pepper. So if you have a pepper that looks like a scrunched up face, people won't buy that. They want the perfect bell pepper, even though they aren't stuffing the pepper, they're just chopping it up.
Farmers can't afford to spend precious time and resources harvesting produce that consumers won't buy. But this week, a group of volunteers visited about a dozen farms across the state, including Jordan's, to glean some of these produce seconds for use. Hannah Semler cuts off small broccoli florets sprouting off the side of the stalk that are too small to sell.
That's also the gleaning is a little bit of a treasure hunt.
Semler is from Healthy Acadia, one of more than a dozen food, health, and environmental nonprofits that's organizing the Feeding the 5,000 event in Portland.
We have harvested to date close to 4,000 pounds of food in 4 days, and we are going to be feeding 5,000 people from that.
But first, all those vegetables need to be chopped. At a disco chop party at Fork Food Lab in Portland, more than three dozen volunteers peel and slice slightly scabbed potatoes. They'll be thrown into a hearty vegetable stew, along with about a dozen other would-be vegetable castaways, like jumbo-sized carrots and curly green garlic scapes.
So they're just a little dry on the ends, but as you can see, as soon as those dry ends get cut off, they turn into beautiful garlic scapes.
By serving up these vegetables as part of a meal that can feed 5,000 people, organizers are trying to shine a spotlight on the sheer volume of local fresh food that's wasted. Sarah Brown is from the UK-based organization Feedback, which started these community meals back in 2009.
Changing public perception of what is considered quote-unquote waste and realizing that so much of this food is delicious, edible, fit for consumption, and it's just a matter of shifting mind frames.
Here we go.
Looks healthy. Smells very good.
In Monument Square in Portland on Friday, Erica and Christian Klein stopped by to try the free soup.
Yeah, that's delicious.
It tastes very good. You can't tell that these vegetables were not going to make to the supermarket at all, no.
In fact, knowing the backstory to the soup adds to the flavor, says Jan Nelson of Cape Elizabeth.
So it tastes even better.
Nelson says she'd love to see stores offer blemished produce so it doesn't go to waste. By reaching consumer palates in this way, organizers hope that Feeding the 5,000 will spur action. Jim Hanna of the Cumberland County Food Security Council says at the national level, he'd like to see support for farmers to sell produce seconds.
There are a lot of subsidies for a lot of the unhealthy food that finds its way into our supermarkets, into our kitchens. And so part of what we're advocating is we need to stop subsidizing unhealthy food and supporting our local growers.
Some gleaned produce is donated to food pantries, but Hannah Semler of Healthy Acadia says there's plenty left that could allow school and hospitals to offer more fresh local produce.
There's a price point issue, and there's some opportunity that I see in making a connection between surplus on farms that would otherwise not be finding a home and institutions that are looking for a specific price point to be able to gain access to that food.
And at the individual level, Feeding the 5,000 organizers say small steps can make a difference in reducing food waste, even just making a shopping list and sticking to it, or giving imperfect produce a chance. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.